Chapter 29, War.
We told our little brother Tom not to follow us because we're going to war. Tom followed us anyway.
Mom said I could.
Mom is not going to be the one who takes a dirt clod in the side of the head and runs home crying.
It was the middle of summer. Builders were putting up new houses on the empty block at the end of our street. The dirt lots were covered with foxholes, trenches, and wood, perfect for war.
You're gonna get hurt.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
Jim and I ran down the street as fast as we could. Tom ran after us. We dove in our foxholes and started piling up fist-sized chunks of dried dirt. Perfect dirt clod grenades. Jim pulled the pin with his teeth. He chucked the grenade half sidearm, half overarm, just like Sarge did. It flew through the air and landed on a sheet of plywood. I have another round.
Hey, Sheshka!
Someone yelled from behind a pile of dirt. It was Fred and Bobby D from our block.
Snipers, we have to take them out!
Roger. Jim and I launched an all-out attack of dirt grenades, dirt bombs, and dirt machine gun. Fred and Bobby D returned fire. We ducked in our trench.
We have to outflank them.
What are you doing in this hole?
I looked up at Tom standing at the edge of the foxhole just in time to see an incoming dirt clod that popped in the side of the head. Tom half crouched and half sat down. Jim looked at him. He looked like he was going to cry. Two more dirt clod bombs dropped behind us. Tom didn't grow. He jumped in the foxhole.
Charge!
And we did.